All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this. Well, we're moving on in October on the 20th, 2019. Wow. We are moving. Okay. We have some people already on the board. And I just want to take some calls so we get our community connected, and then I'll get back on and I'll talk to you. Jerome, I'm opening your line, and you are there.
Hi there, Glenda. This is Jerome, and we'd like some prayers for my son, Andrew, who's going from an old job to a new job, and he does that on Friday. And prayers for our country and prayers for the wonderful Glenda Green that is doing a fantastic job always.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome. You're so sweet, and special blessings for you too. So
you,
we keep all of your family in mind and in heart. First of all,
you.
In the heart of God.
Okay. All the best for you and everything for everything you do.
Thank
love you.
You.
Love you. Love
thank you.
You
very, very much. Okay, and Stephen Adler. Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Glenda. I just want to report that my back is feeling better, so I think the blessings are definitely working on my back, so thank you for that and for all the blessings coming from God and Yeshua, the angels. Thank you. And then I just would like to request a blessing for my sister Lisa and my friend Shane and his lovely wife Vanessa, and for myself, just for continued healing. Thank you. And I also just want to say that I feel that from a career perspective that I may be headed in a different direction in the near future. I don't know what exactly, but I just ask for blessings. In that regard, I, you know, just to sit in the mystery and just have faith in whatever God has in store for me in my next venture. So that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And thank you for sharing and allowing us to be part of it. And always keep your hopes high, your expectations enormous. Not unrealistic, but enormous, okay? There's one thing that I can say to all of you, because it applies to every single person on this call, and that is our immune system, as well as our creative ingenuity, is all very much affected by the level of our positive endocrine system and hormone system, whether it's serotonin or oxytocin or, any of the other wonderful, shall we say, natural, God-made uppers. These are the things we feel when we have faith, when we have hope, and when we engage in charity. We have this positive immunity, and there is more science going into the study of this than ever before. One of the things that is being revealed is that not only failures in life, but ailments in life and difficult relationships in life increase in relation to the loss of faith, the loss of optimism, the onset of depression, the onset of hopelessness or the engagement in it, all of the things we don't want in life are the direct byproducts of those states of heart and mind. And so no matter how bad life seems on the outside, look around you and find something to be grateful for. I'm really serious. Look around your past, even if things didn't work. Look at the joy of hoping that it would, or sharing life with those that helped it to work at least to some degree. Even if our families are gone, think back to the days when we were with them. And keep in your heart a saturation level of the positive elixirs of life. And it will actually send out vibrations, light, energy, and unspoken communication. Pardon me, just got the hiccups. Unspoken communication into the ethers of the universe that will attract the things that you want. So just remember that. And that applies to all of us. No matter who we are, no matter how enlightened you are, sometimes when Yeshua would just get a little too fed up with the world, he would go out to the desert and fast and meditate and pray. He just got away from it all until he was back to being the amazing, incredible person that he is and was. So we all have a time. We all have needs for that. And make sure that you're doing that for yourself, because that's a way you can self-administer blessings. All right. Desmond's on the line. Hello, Desmond.
Hey, Linda. I've been going through some depression a bit, and I think it's partially because I kind of don't join in any activity groups, because, like, I've kind of lost interest in learning a lot of things that I used to. I also I'm not interested in, like, I've watched all the my teachers, like, I found Swami Satchidananda a few months ago, and I watched a lot of his stuff, and just, you know, I haven't, there's, you know, even study, I haven't had much to study, and it's just been, I don't know, kind of, and it's been really lonely in my life, and I got my medication lowered, which is helping a little bit, but, like, having decreased dopamine and serotonin has been affected me a lot in a lot of ways, and it's been hard to deal with being on medication.
Sure. I understand. I do. You know, because sometimes we see the chemistry of our life, and I mean literally the chemistry of our life, as being the larger chemistry of our life. And it can be. One can produce or reflect the other. And so you have to be, we all have to be mindful of being in the right place for what's needed in our life. Now, it could be, Desmond, that you're at a place in life where you need to go back into yourself and look at what Desmond has to offer to Desmond. This is what Christ did. The world can only offer us so much up to a point. And sometimes when we start feeling dependent on it, we start worrying about, well, what if I lost myself? What if I just got so absorbed in this other thing, I lost myself? And that's sort of a bad feeling. But the way you get it back is you just embrace what it feels like to be you. And it's okay just to be you. And it won't take long until something will come about that interests you. It could be a butterfly flying by, and all of a sudden you're interested in migrations, and that leads to something else and something else and something else. But just embrace whatever's going on as what's right for you now, and try to find the positive in it. But in addition to that, we'll send some really good loving energy to you.
Thanks,
okay?
Linda.
You're welcome. Susan, your aunt.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan. How are you? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. So, I want to, send a blessing to a friend, Jerry. We're in a group of 9 women, and she's the youngest, and it turns out that she wasn't feeling well, and, she, wound up with multiple myeloma. So she's really got something very serious, and, she's never been married. She's just a really sweet gal. She's been on my mind. And I want to send her so many prayers. She's really a sweet gal. So if we could put her on the list, and her name is Jerry. And
Jerry.
I'm going to,
okay.
Myself, I'm going to a doctor to check out, you know, some kind of person who my doctor recommended to check out this corneal edema. And, you know, I'm not, as I was good advice not to run, to jump into anything. I want to, you know, see how I feel and before I make any commitments to any doctors. And, but I thought I would at least, have this consultation with this guy. So I just, this doctor. So if you could put me on the, list, that would be good too. So for my eye.
Okay.
And,
you know, sometimes, Susan, I find that just having a conversation is very beneficial.
And I need to do that. And they, you know, he's not, people, you know, I've spoken to other people, they said, well, why wouldn't, you know, how about, is he the best guy? How many does he do? You know, should you get somebody affiliated with Manhattan? And I have a few, you know, I have a few, connections to try to do that, but I figured, you know, he would be the first, you know, that I would go to, and I'm not sure, you know, where to go from there. Do I, you know, call a few of the other people? You know, sometimes when there's a few extra, it kind of gets confusing about what you should do.
Yeah.
Then, and I think, it, you know, so,
well,
of course, go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, different opinions can set up conflicts in your mind, and that's not a very healthy state. But if you just keep it at the conversational level, and then after you've had some conversations, you decide who you're going to work with, then I would stay focused with that one person.
Yeah, okay.
So it's there's no harm in having conversations. But as you get deeper into decisions about what to do, you want to not You don't want to embed conflicts of opinion.
Right. Right. So,
okay.
You know. Well, thanks.
Well, Susan, we wish you all the best with that. And we know that you will get the best of it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Right.
Anybody else want to come online and have a chat, ask for a blessing? We have a lot of people on our call, actually, but I guess a lot of people are just enjoying the opportunity to take it in from others. So, hi, Kathy, you're on. I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Glenda. I thought I would just ask for prayer and blessing for the peoples of the world, especially those in war situations and conflict, and there's a lot of hurting and home, I mean, just lots of, all over the world. I would just like to pray for the ease of the suffering of so many people in so many types of situations, you know, right here, homelessness and hunger and all over the world. So let's lift this world up today, the entire world.
Okay. Well, we do that anyway. That's included in the blessing. But anyway, thank you for just reminding us to be expansive in our hopes and endeavors, because, you know, we we all benefit from the blessings of everyone else. And so as we extend our blessings, we harvest our blessings. So thank you, Kathy. That was a very sweet request.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, yeah.
I know, I was just going to say that after we do the blessings on Sunday, I feel like my heart is more open, and when I go out into the world, I seem to be radiating more light and warmth to people. I can just see it in there in the results. So I want to thank you so much, because we're just spreading it everywhere. And it starts, had to start with you. Somebody had to be willing to start.
Yeah, it started with him, but, you know, it started with a conversation, just like what the word I mentioned to Susan. It never hurts to have a conversation and just see what might come from it, because he was helping me deal with my pain, and I said, you think we could do this for other people? So that was the first words of our conversation. That started the whole thing. So, thank you. And we're going to take, we've got some more callers on. So, Joanna, you're on.
Hi, I say ditto to that last person. This is Joanna, and basically I had a health scare last week, or just a few days ago, high blood pressure, and I've been bringing it down with natural means, but also I have to have my heart checked. And I just wanted to ask for prayers for my recovery as well, because I like to do things naturally and don't want to get going with drugs for that right now. But it's already starting to get better, so I'm happy about that, because I eliminated some things that I didn't realize were bothering me with my foods. But thank you so
good.
Much. Yeah. I found there these sugars that they put in low carb foods are bothering me, because because of the sugar, it's because of the chemical. And I've always realized that these nice, you know, keto low carb foods often alcohol sugars that are supposedly not count as a sugar, and I'm taking them out, and it's just amazing how it's helping.
Oh yes. And so, you know, another thing, and I want to preface this statement by the fact I am not an MD, and I'm not qualified to make a medical statement on this, but I do know there's a difference between your blood saline level, that salt, which causes or it's a factor in high blood pressure, and the salt that is in the water body of our body. There is a difference. Actually, the water in our body is about the same saline consistency as salt water. And salt in and of itself is not, it's not only not harmful to the body, it's essential to the body. What you don't want to raise is the blood saline level. And I'm sure as a patient of high blood pressure, you're well aware of that. But the thing is, these chemicals that they put into our foods do more damage to raise the blood saline level than the salt, the sea salt you might put on your steak. So, yeah.
That's really good information, because I have been looking at that too, and finding places where there's salt, where, you know, in keto foods again, where and so I'm just doing nothing but vegetables and things that are not packaged. And that's all
good. Good. stay away from these chemical additives as much as you can. As much as you can. And not all salt is created equal. And most of it that you're harmfully taking into your body isn't even called salt. It's some other chemical that actually elevates your blood saline level. So that's what you're discovering. And as I said, not being a doctor, not having a PhD education in this, I'm really hesitant to say a whole lot more. But I'm giving you some pointers where you can go and do your own research or talk to with your own doctor. Okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much. And I just want to be on the prayer list again. So.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
For the checkup for my heart too, and that's probably
absolutely.
But I'm pretty sure by the time I get there that I will have a significantly lowered blood pressure, because I've already done in about 3 days.
I'm sure you will. Well, yeah. All the best to you, and you are on our list.
Thank you so much,
Joanna, and I know you're going to do better and better and better because you're actually thinking along the right line. I see Jerome back on the line. Hi, did you have something more to say?
Yes, I'd like prayers for our interfaith church because we're going through some very creative things today, and it was just a fantastic time, but also for our country, our president, and our world, that the light, compassion, and love, peace, and joy that we are in spirit can expand in our awareness and help each other just like you are. And I just want to thank you for the light, compassion, love, peace, and joy you've always been, and how that helps each of us to expand. And that happened at church today. I just had the greatest time with just talking with someone about their past lives and about my own past lives. So.
Oh, wow.
So
that's great. You're welcome.
Okay.
And blessings to you. And Stephen, I see you came back on, so I guess you weren't finished either.
Yes, I just also wanted to say I'd like to just say thank you to all the blessing givers. I know there are so many out there. So I just want to say a special thank you and prayer for all the blessing givers out there. And then also I just want to say, regarding the food and diet, you know, it's very interesting. Just I want to share quickly regarding my own experience. Over 25 years ago, I radically changed my own diet, and it made such an incredible impact on my life on all levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so for anybody who feels called to explore that, I know so many people here in the media that, you know, diet this and diet that, and it's good, and this is what we should do, and this is, but I just want to say that from my personal experience, there's so much depth there, and there's everybody's journey is unique. And if you feel called on a soul level to explore that, I think there are just huge benefits. But it is an evolution. It's definitely an evolution. And so I just wanted to add that.
We do grow into all of it. It's better not to make any sudden change. But what has to happen is a decision. And the decision can be sudden. Then you explore your ways and means of implementing that decision. But as a general rule, I can say this with total certainty. The closer you are to God in everything, the better off you are. In your thoughts, your actions, your creations, the food you eat, and that would mean more natural, more organic. Be mindful of how it's grown, what you take into your body, the water you take into your body, the supplements you use to enhance your body's performance. The closer you are to God in everything, the stronger you will be. and it will change your life. And what the energy of the blessing does is it helps to empower all of those things you're already doing that are in harmony with God, and helps to magnetize into your life more things that will put you in harmony with God, so that you become stronger. And it may be that in the blessing, you will make a decision, or you'll have an epiphany, or a moment of enlightenment, or you'll see, yes, this is it, this is what I want to do. And don't be harsh with yourself that you can't go out and do it immediately. Decisions are powerful moments. And if it really is a decision, it doesn't go away. Just because you don't see the evidence immediately showing up in your life doesn't mean that it's not working 6 feet under the soil, and that it will come up. You know, seeds have to be planted before they can sprout, and you put a seed in the soil, what's going to sprout first? The roots. They're going to go down. So you could have something sprouting in your life that first wants to anchor into your life solidly before it reaches up into the world. I'll give you a really dramatic example of what I'm talking about. When we knew 3 days before Hurricane Harvey was coming here, I noticed everybody in this area was out watering their trees. And I thought, what in the world are they doing watering? We're going to have rain. We're going to have rain like Noah's Ark coming in. And they're watering the roots of their trees? Well, fortunately, I had the good sense to ask somebody. And they said, oh, yeah, you've got to get a lot of water in the roots of the trees to keep them from breaking off in the wind. Okay? Now, if we apply that to the developments of our life, to the growth and production and evolution of your biological systems, does it make sense that they may just want to sprout their roots before they show out anything to the light? Because anything you show out to the world is vulnerable. Anything you express to the light is vulnerable. And I'm talking about even sunlight, you know. Harsh sun rays can be really, really harmful if exposed in the wrong way too much to the wrong thing. Okay, so sprouting often occurs underground. This is why it's so important. Make a decision. Don't doubt your decision. And then have faith. And let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. Okay. I'm going to take, we've got time. We really don't have time for any more calls, but we've got 4 people on the call board, and I don't want to keep you from giving your name out. I see Nancy and Gary are on, and I want to hear from Nancy.
Oh, hi. I didn't know if I was on. Hi, everybody. I'm on. Well, pathology came back Monday, and everything's good. And surgery went well.
I knew it would be.
I know you did. And I just want to thank you all the blessing givers and the whole family here, the whole circle, and Yeshua and Glenda, you, of course, for holding me in that beautiful, loving space, because it really kind of ignited that whole miracle of wholeness. So thank you.
You're welcome, and we love you.
I know.
And you. I just say more and more and more about how much I love you, but there's 4 other people who want to ask for a blessing.
Okay.
So I'm going to say bye-bye. Julie, you're on. Hi, Julie. You may need to open your own line.
Oh, there I go. I didn't know I was muted. Hello, good to speak with you. Just a quick request. I'm going through a decluttering effort today, and I just want a blessing for the energy and the stamina to complete it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
And and for the good sense you will get from doing it. Which is the best part of it all.
Right, exactly.
Okay, my dear. I'm going to open Tara Kim's line. You're on.
Hi, this is Tara Kim in Colorado.
Hi.
And just wanted to say a thank you to everybody for all the blessings for my husband's surgery. It went really, really well. And I would just love to ask for continued blessings for his recovery and rebalancing and the results of the surgery, which will manifest with time.
Of course they will. And you got
thank
it.
You.
So love to both of you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Love each other and keep loving each other. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
June, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to ask a blessing for my sister, Teresa, who's got a really wonderful job opportunity Tuesday morning. And all the best for her. And I have one Monday afternoon, so I want to be on the blessing list. And
okay.
And also for a dear friend who is just such an amazing spiritual person who really needs a car and can't really afford it right at the moment, that God, you know, bring a car into her life, you know, at a price she can afford in a manner that's right for her and her family. So her name's Becky, and I want to put her on the blessing list.
Okay. All
hello?
Right. Hello. Yes,
yeah.
We pray
thank
that she
you
gets
so
the
much,
car.
Brenda.
You're welcome.
God bless.
And lots of love to you.
Thank
lots
you.
Lots and
you
lots
too.
Of love.
Bye.
Okay,
you.
David, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's David Weiss from. Well, I'm in Georgia these days.
I'm
going through a bit of despondency for the last. Seems like the last week, it's kind of like a cross between brilliant, a beautiful mind, Rain Man, and Groundhog Day. Just,
oh, dear.
Empathic overload, sensitivity. And I'm asking for a blessing to help me. I've been today working to pull myself up by my bootstraps, but to keep, you know, staying whole instead of, you know, getting shut down by all the energy, but from a blessing for myself. Janice and for our moms, because now she's over in Florida recovering from her surgery and trying to help her mom at the same time. So it's kind of like what you said last week kind of touched off when you talked about grief and the stages of grief. I realized that I had so many pockets of grief I had not healed from a divorce a long time ago, which Janice, or my mom, my dad passing away last year. So it's just like, and I realized I'd created quite a bit of fragmentation from all the pockets of grief that were not fully dealt with. So it's been a big week trying to bring all that into balance. And your latest thing about the water and the roots is that the water element, the emotions, the formative element of life is, I'm looking at the integrity of water, bring in the integrity of the roots. So I'm looking at that in my own life too. So thanks for saying that.
Oh, that's really good. And David, I just want to say that you brought up a subject which I think a lot of people are experiencing. They just didn't want to take the time or know how to express it. And so I want to thank you for expressing that for a lot of people, because what I am noticing in the world today with so many people I talk to could best be described by the word fragmentation. People are fragmented. They're fragmented in their alliances, in their work, in what to believe in what to do, in changes. Our world has changed faster than we could assimilate or integrate. We have so many realities going on, all layered one on top of the other in this world today. Not only do we have all the realities of the different cultures and countries in layers, like, I mean, really, in layers and layers and layers. Like, I don't even know how, I don't even think there is a chef sandwich that could be big enough to include them. But in addition to that, for the first time in our country, we have five generations living at the same time. And I don't mean living, I mean productively living. We've had times when, yes, you could include the babies, or you could include the old people that were, you know, just phasing out. Yes, and you could say in between that are three active generations. But what we've got now are five active, productive generations. And every one of them's got a different reality. So it makes it a very fragmented world, very hard to get a center in your mind. And I would highly recommend for everybody a few moments a day for meditation, and meditation on something, not an idea, but it could just be a flower, a thing, a something that simplifies your life. You know, something that is just either lovely or simple or amazing or gracious, something that you're so glad to just look at for a few minutes, and you let the rest of the world just float by. That will do some centering in you that is very, very important, very powerful. And do drink good water. And also spend time having faith in the roots of your life. Sometimes I will just go back and look at how many years it has taken me to get to where I am now, and what's just now coming up to the surface that was planted maybe 10 years ago. So do that centering for yourself. And, of course, this is what the Holy Spirit does for us in the blessing and Yeshua and the graciousness of God our Father, to do the pulling together of all the things we need to pull together, and the letting go of all the things that don't matter. And that's a pretty big subject, really.
Wow.
But we bless you, David, and I've got you on my list.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take one more call from, we're out of the country now. I think we're in Australia.
Oh, it's Linda here, Glenda.
Linda, hi.
Hi. Just quickly, I know you're at the very end. A couple weeks ago, I asked for a blessing. Sorry. I asked for a blessing for my son and some movement for employment, and it was such a blessing that the oil came into the wheels. He had three calls for, potential interviews. He had one interview, and at the moment, he's on a one-hour call for an interview. So I just ask for God's grace, and thank you for any possible good outcomes. I was having difficulty getting through to the call today, so I just heard the last couple minutes, so a little bit about water, and so may we all receive, you know, that free-flowing water from God, so we no longer thirst. And I'm going to send you a quick email, but want to connect with you maybe on for a one-on-one session, but thank you. I'll let everyone go. Thank you for all your prayers, and,
okay,
and God bless everybody.
Thank you, Linda, and God bless you too.
You're
a treasure to us, as is everybody on this call. You're all, I mean, even if you have not taken the blessing course, you are a blessing giver by virtue of receiving it, because you cannot receive the blessings of God and not have your cup spill over. Impossible. So, directly or indirectly, you're all blessing givers. And thank you for showing up. Thank you for receiving. Thank you for receiving the fullness and the grace of God. I have some really, really important announcements to make in the next few weeks. I'm not going to take time on a blessing call to do that. So watch your inbox for a letter from me, because I think you might want to know about what's some of the things that are coming up and hearing about some of our future. This is the first year, 2019, since we started the blessing that we have not had a live blessing conference. But we're going to do something very special to empower all of our blessing givers and to create a more powerful future for expanding this work than we have ever had before. So I think now would be a good time to just relax, let your attention fall into your heart, just be right with your life and one with God, and put your mind on the park bench. It doesn't have the answers. Bless it. Say, have a nice sleep, because I'm going to be in conversation with God. And let's just be here together. Be here together in spirit and in soul. Take a deep breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then slowly release it. Take another deep breath. Hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly release it. I will start my prayer to Yeshua, and when I'm finished, you will pray your prayer, restating everything you ask for and more in your prayer, that it may be sincerely felt from your heart, through your heart, in every way possible. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love that never ends. We thank you for your acceptance that is unconditional, that for your help that never ceases to amaze us, that you can do so much with such a small touch, because when you touch, you are touching us with the grace of God. We thank you for being with us today, for hearing our request, and for placing each one of our requests in your heart, that they may work through the soil of life and its possibilities to find their way emerging into the light, to become the full-blown reality that we seek and need. We thank you, O Lord, for your grace, for being with us, for creating our life, and creating the life around us. We ask your forgiveness that we have taken so much of the beauties of life for granted and failed to care for them, for all the times we failed to love, for all the times we let go of our faith. And then we blamed others for why things didn't work. We ask your forgiveness for times when we abandoned those who loved us and didn't take care of their needs. And we thank you that you took care of it for us. And we ask in that spirit now of humility, of wonderment, of amazement, gratitude and awe of all that can be done simply through heavenly grace. We ask all of these things in your blessed name. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and finish receiving. Rest for at least 7 minutes. I wish you a wonderful week. I wish you healing and happiness and a recovery of inner strength, that you may be all you were created to be and more than you ever thought you could be. Bye-bye for now, and much love to all of you.